TOPLESSROBOT.com presents...
What's up, fuckers? You're listening to Animated Opinions, the only podcast that's pledged their souls to the Dark Ones. I'm Melanie.
I was gonna try and come up with something really funny and Lovecraftian, but I'm not creative enough. I'm Emily.
And today, we're going to tell you about a movie that sapped my will to live, Howard Lovecraft and the Frozen Kingdom.
To be fair, I think a lot of these movies sap our will to live, but this one especially did. Like, full disclaimer, I tried to watch this movie last night, so we were recording on Saturday morning. I got home Friday night from a long-ass day of work, and then took my dog for a run and, like, set up everything. And by that time, it was super late and I was exhausted. And I set this movie up and immediately fell asleep. So I had to rewatch this movie the morning of, and I, like, what a way to start my fucking Saturday.
I had to watch the latter half of this movie this morning because I didn't realize until Thursday night. I was like, oh, I have to watch a movie for the podcast. Damn. And then my Friday was already booked. Thus, I got to watch one half and then the other half.
Yeah, I actually, my day started with my giant fluffy dog over-enthusiastically greeting a very nicely dressed rabbi. And I was like, God damn it. Aww. I was like, don't get hair on this guy's clothes. Come on, Praline. Of course, I forgot it was Saturday. Like, I knew it was Saturday, but I kind of forgot it was Saturday. So I, like, didn't do what I usually do, which is, like, kind of dress a little bit more conservative. I mean, I don't not wear clothes when I go out, but, like, I'll wear on Friday night and Saturday, like, all Saturday, I'll wear, like, full-length pants and full-length sleeves when I go out to walk the dog, because I'm in a, like, a super orthodox community, I guess. And I forgot and was wearing, like, capris and a tank top, and I'm out walking my dog just looking like trash, and I was like, oops, please don't get this man covered in hair. Good morning. He was like, hi. And, like, I guess it took him a minute to be like, oh, all right. I think my ankle tattoo was showing.
Emily.
Yeah?
That rabbi doesn't give a fuck. Don't worry about it.
I know, but I feel bad. Yo, I get stared at.
Sorry that your standards don't have to be upheld by people that aren't in your temple. Also, I'm half Jewish, so don't fucking come at me with this anti-Semitism bullshit. Other people are allowed to dress however they want.
Oh, I dress however I want, but, like,
or not modest at all.
It just makes me feel like I fit in a little better on those specific days when I dress, like, more accordingly. Because, like, the neighborhoods around here, they're single-family homes. What the fuck are we talking? We just don't want to talk about this movie.
No, we are really avoiding the subject here. So this week, we watched Howard Lovecraft and the Frozen Kingdom, which I forced upon us and deeply, 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 deeply regret. The Howard Lovecraft series began as a trilogy of graphic novels written by Bruce Brown and illustrated by Renzo Podesta. It began publishing in 2009 with Howard Lovecraft and the Frozen Kingdom. The sequel, Howard Lovecraft and the Undersea Kingdom, was published in 2011. And the third volume, Howard Lovecraft and, get this, The Kingdom of Madness, was published in 2013. This is an animated feature based on the comic book, featuring the voices of a bunch of people you've never heard of.
Except for Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And Ron Perlman.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Ron Perlman is in this.
Yeah, don't fucking pretend like Ron Perlman isn't people.
However, the family of the director takes 7 of the 14 speaking roles because, you know, this movie wasn't already bad enough.
Yeah, no, it... I attempted to research more about this movie and the production of it, but there's really no production notes because this movie was made by like 20 people and I assume that they were locked in a dark basement at all times. Arcana Studios made this movie, Arcana Studios Incorporated. They're a Canadian entertainment company started by Sean Patrick O'Reilly, who also directed this movie. And they were founded in 2004 as a graphic novel publishing studio. I hate my windows. You can hear everything. Sorry. Graphic novel publishing studio, and apparently is now Canada's biggest comics publisher with over 300 titles in their library. And in 2010, so almost 10 years ago, they opened their animation division, and they've produced works such as Things You've Never Heard Of. That's not the title of a movie. I'm just gonna straight up say it. You've never heard of these unless you're looking for shitty movies. The Clockwork Girl. Kagagi is how I would say that. Yeah, Kagagi the Raven, Pixies, and the Howard Lovecraft trilogy. They really, I'm not even kidding, they are like 20 people strong.
These poor, poor humans.
People strong. This movie has a fucking 6 out of 10 on IMDb, which makes me despair for humanity, and they have 3 out of 5 stars on Amazon. And you can also buy this shit on Blu-ray and DVD. You can get physical copies of this goddamn nightmare. And it actually, I started to go in. This movie was so boring. I did some online shopping for things that I needed. B, was actively trying to do other things during it. And C, reading reviews. And I discovered that it has the same number of 5-star reviews as 1-star reviews. So naturally, I took a selection of them and put some at the very end. And I will read those later for everybody.
Ah, thank you for
there's,
that.
There's like fuck all about this movie. So
I heard about this movie definitely from an AV Club article. I want to say Nathan Raven wrote it because this sounds like the kind of shit that he would watch. And the person who wrote the article didn't do a good enough job of explaining how much of a fucking slog this movie is. It's weird because I was watching this and I was like, I know Izzy's Way Home was worse, but Izzy's Way Home didn't ask me to engage with a deep mythos. It just wanted to tell me about the ugly fish and how they're still pretty on the inside.
Yeah, this was like, hey, you know Lovecraft? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, yo, suffer. Okay.
This was like a quiz on if you actively understood Lovecraft lore enough to like catch what was happening before it was happening, because the characters wouldn't explain anything until 3 scenes after something happened.
Things were explained?
Things were explained in dialogue-heavy portions of the movie that you assuredly turned away during because they were boring.
Yeah, I definitely got up. I made coffee. I pet my dog. I yelled at the cat. I did so many other things aside from watch this movie.
This movie begins with a young Howard Lovecraft going to Butler Sanitarium with his mother to visit his father, Winfield Lovecraft, a patient who has been driven mad by something he's done. Howard's father goes into a spasm of paranoia and fear, begging his son to destroy a book that he should have never written. The boy doesn't scream during the incident, but does go home with a small gift. A paper star, which is really a coin, made by his father. It's a coin.
Yeah, the person who wrote the review of this clearly also did not pay attention.
No, they didn't even get to the end.
Oh, yeah, no, somebody was like, this was their job to do, to review this, and they just, nobody wanted to. And that's fine. Nobody deserves to. I actually watched this on a screen this morning. Like, I put it on the TV because my roommates are away, and that means that I can actually use the TV in our apartment, which I never ever get to do unless I am by myself. And what a fucking movie to watch on a TV. It was bad and it was gigantic, so I got to see every fucking element of this nightmare.
This movie looks distinctly unfinished.
Yeah, it looks like a student film. But to be fair, I've seen worse student films than this.
Is that fair?
I don't know.
It feels half finished, and also none of the mouth flaps match during this early portion of the film.
We effectively watched a really, really bad feature-length student movie. And honestly, I was least mad about the mouth flaps because I was too busy being turned off by the character design and the dialogue and the sound and the texturing and the animation and all of it. However, there was a moment where the mom's lip flaps matched up and I was like, maybe there is hope. And immediately the movie was just like, wah, 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 wah with the mouth flaps again. And I was super pissed about it.
The sanitarium they go to is very clearly like a jail. It's not a mental hospital. It is like a county jail. I don't know why they didn't make it look either like spookier. They could have made it look spookier, or they could have made it look more medical.
Because you only, they were like,
it's a jail.
You only get so many models off of Creative Crash before you have to like make your own.
That's what I was curious about. Do you think that they just bought the jail set and then popped a padded room in there and were like, yep.
Based on their other environments, I would say, yeah, probably.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of these environments either came out of the box prepped or were made in 30 goddamn seconds.
Because, like, with a studio of this size and as, like, a comic place rather, like, a publishing studio rather than an animation studio, I would definitely lean towards these being purchased or really hastily done, because that's just more cost effective, especially if you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. It's easier to go in, drop like maybe even a couple $100 on your models. I can't tell. I feel like they did the people and then just didn't do any of the environments. Like they put all of their modeling into the human characters, which was a mistake because the human characters still looked terrible.
The human characters look really awful. There's one character that's well animated, which is even, or like, there's one character that has an attractive face, but also is missing crucial elements.
I disagreed with that. I didn't like her character design, but we get to her later, so.
Yep. Fuck.
Oh, the fingernails. The fucking pointy ass fingernails.
Please.
At first, I thought this was like, oh, it's just Howard Lovecraft's crazy dad. Like, maybe he, like, bit his fingernails that way because he's crazy and locked in the crazy house. And then I realized that was giving the movie too much credit the second I saw that Howard's fingernails had the same gross angles. And I immediately decided that it was just because someone didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah. I can't believe that this kid's movie opens on, hey, your dad is scary and mentally unstable and your mom desperately wants you to go visit him, even though everyone is saying, like, you shouldn't visit your dad. Your dad isn't in a good place. Don't go and visit him. Ooh, awful, terrifying, not a good way to open a kid's movie. And then the dad is legitimately insane.
Yo, he's cray.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my kid to see such a scarring performance of mental illness. Not that it was good, but just like, oh, that's kind of fucked up. And then all the edgy camera movements to show how, oh, scary the dad is, and his eyes are twitching around. It's very student film.
I was not paying attention at this point.
I'm glad you made it 6 minutes in.
Yep. Yeah, okay. The thing I had the hardest time with was the fact that this is a boring movie about Howard Lovecraft. How did they fucking manage to make Howard Lovecraft boring?
What if we made him a little kid and also
that should make it better?
and we strip all the interesting portions of his character, including his xenophobia and racism, so there's just nothing left.
Yeah, because we can put a fucking crazy person in a kid's movie, but racism is... No, they do have some casual racism a little bit later.
Yeah, but I mean, like, little baby Howard Lovecraft can't turn to the camera and be like, I sure hate the Italians.
He totally could, though. It would have changed the tone of the movie.
What I'm hearing is that I should be redubbing this movie. Got it.
Oh, man. Could you imagine us redubbing Howard Lovecraft?
I think we would do a better job for at least 60% of the voice acting.
With us doing all the voices? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
At any rate, Howard leaves the sanitarium. He goes home and begins to read his father's scary-ass book. He's drawn into a dark, cold world of magic and deceit by literally opening a portal to Ryleth, a kingdom described as an unholy marriage of fairy tales and nightmares. He is literally sucked through a portal that he opens via reading the magic book out loud.
Like Chalkzone.
He's in the Frozen Kingdom. The end. Like Chalkzone.
Sorry, Chalkzone.
Oh, Chalkzone. You were a bland concept.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about Chalkzone, it was, like, really tame for the time period.
Tame and wholesome, and also immediately irrelevant. I don't think Chalkzone realized that whiteboards were going to happen.
Yeah, no, whiteboards were yeah, no, you're right.
Whiteboards happened, like, during the production time on Chalkzone, and they just got screwed.
I don't think that was the issue. I think the issue was it was just too quiet, so kids didn't really hold on to Chalkzone the same way they did with other things.
Chalkzone had a lot of catchy songs, though. I'm thinking about a lot of them at once right now. I will give Chalkzone the credit of not having to scream or fart in my face to be an entertaining cartoon.
Full disclosure, I never really watched Chalkzone, so I'm not the authority here. We didn't have cable.
That's fair. Let's see, where are we at? The fingernails.
Yeah, the fingernails. We were still... Here's where I got up, made coffee, got water, pet my dog, and they were still on the same scene. Oh my god, the fucking fingernails. And this scene was the one where Howard's mom is talking to Howard's aunt or her mother-in-law.
That character shows up again at the end of the movie, and I was like, who is that? Why did the mom look knowingly at her?
I definitely think it's the mother-in-law.
Yeah, it was something like that, but she's in the movie for such a short period of time that I managed to forget her between the first half and the second half.
That's fair, because she literally is here for Sarah to talk to about her crazy husband.
Yeah, the best part is the mom is like, your dad went insane due to writing this journal. Might as well give it to you, 10-year-old child. Read yourself a bedtime story.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm no good at telling stories. Have a haunted fucking journal. And you're like, okay.
The best way I can describe this movie is that it's like the low-rent Christian media where it's all about the Bible and stuff. It's basically like Reddit user VeggieTales.
What was that fucking... I want to say it was called Bible Zone, but that can't be correct.
Bible Zone assuredly is a real thing, though.
Bible Zone is Zone is assuredly a real thing, but I'm thinking about Superbook. That's what I'm thinking about. Sorry.
No, you're good. This feels like
Superbook. Everyone wants a look at my Superbook. Okay.
It's funny because I feel like if parents groups were aware of this movie, they would be waving it around screaming about how it's Satan's work because it is the same template.
Hail Satan!
Oh, yeah. It's the same template as those movies designed to educate and indoctrinate children into a mythos. It's just a different and spookier mythos.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
It is a disaster. It's a huge disaster. I like that during these early scenes, they do whatever they can to avoid having to flap the lips.
Oh, yeah. For sure. They don't even bother, honestly.
No. And also the dad looks like Edgar Allan Poe.
He does. He looks... What am I thinking of? There's like a very well-known cartoon version of Edgar Allan Poe.
Are you thinking of the Tim Burton short animated film?
Am I?
I don't know.
Hold on. Well, I spelled animated wrong, so...
Aminated. Aminated. This is what you came to listen to the podcast for, right?
Oh, turns out I'm just thinking of an actual portrait of Edgar Allan Poe. Whoops! Oh no, I found a GIF for you.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, what that motherfucking cartoon looking asshole? Nope, it's just Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, that's just what he fucking looked like.
Rip. Here you go. Oh no, did it not animate when I sent it to you?
It's okay.
It's a raven slapping Edgar Allan Poe's ass.
I can tell.
It's really funny. No, I'm okay. So I'm not thinking of a well-known animated version of Edgar Allan Poe. I straight up am just thinking of a picture of Edgar Allan Poe, like his portrait, like his fucking photograph. So clearly I just think Edgar Allan Poe is a cartoon character.
That's not far off. However, I would rather watch the PNG you sent me for an hour and 23 minutes.
This was an hour and 23 minutes?
Yes, I watched the time go down.
No!
Yeah. It wasn't even 90 minutes and it was still so fucking painful.
No, this movie was at least 8 years of time.
Yes, I mean, we've aged considerably. My beard is very long now, but...
I had to get up and get my mustache waxed because my mustache had grown so long that it was just all over my keyboard while I was taking notes.
I have my membership to AARP now. Like, I think my 401k finally vested.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
My pension checks come in. My Social Security comes in from the government.
Yeah.
This movie,
over a pile of bones, releasing this in 2030.
This movie was offensive to the world of animation. Honestly.
I don't think the world of animation knows it exists. I think we're the only people that are aware of this.
No, there's a couple people on Amazon that are aware, too. And on fair. IMDb.
Oh, also fair.
Dad has a lisp.
Ugh.
Did you notice that?
I did.
It was annoying as hell. Not that people with lisps are annoying, but like when you're trying to have a really, really dramatic reading like, of something Lovecraftian, not the best choice. Also, Howard looks like an abused, emaciated child. He's got two super black eyes and is like Tim Burton style stick thin. Oh, when he gets sucked into the fucking portal, it is what I call the Jack Skellington transition.
It is a Jack Skellington transition to the Frozen Kingdom, where he meets a deep one. Cthulhu. It's fucking Cthulhu. I'm not pronouncing that. Who initially tries to eat Howard. Tutu-Humung. I'm just going to call him Cthulhu. He's Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, y'all. He's visually obviously Cthulhu from the beginning. And I was like, I am pretty sure I know my Lovecraft. Why are we calling him something else? And that's why.
Because the movie wanted. Awful.
The movie just wanted to pull it out of its ass in the last 15 minutes for some reason. I don't know. Fuck.
Because this is Howard Lovecraft's first introduction into this crazy, crazy world.
Yep. Howard names him Spot, which is much easier to pronounce. Thus. They wander around in the snow. That's it. That's what happens for this next 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, not exaggerating. That is all that happens.
Yeah,
I was
as
bored.
I put it, Let it go, let it go. I'm lit differently than my environment.
I also went the song route, because Howard wakes up in the Frozen Kingdom and a snowflake like lands on his nose. So I went with, what's this? What's this? There's horrors everywhere. What's this? There's Riley in the air. And I was like, I could go off. I would have more fun making the Nightmare Before Christmas musical parody version of this movie than I would have enjoyed watching this movie. Because the characters are the worst. The writing is boring. Everything is boring. And I can't believe this fucking movie played on the racist trope of, I can't say your name, so I'm going to call you something totally different that's convenient to me.
Well, that is accurate to Lovecraft.
That's so Lovecraft. That's so Lovecraft. Oh my God, can you imagine the Lovecraft-based sitcom That's So Lovecraft?
I would get very into it. I think that would be a much better project to throw the scant amount of money that was behind this.
I would invest in that. Are you doing anything later?
No, let's get that pilot written. Yeah, it around.
Do we want to pitch the animated sitcom That's So Lovecraft?
I know somebody who's been wandering around pitching things in LA. I'm sure I could get some phone numbers.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Ew, gross.
I know, right? And pitching animated series at that, not just nothing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right? At any rate, I know that this movie was called The Frozen Kingdom, and yet my brain still imagined he was going to go to, like, some Halloween town looking place.
Yeah, this movie did not do a good job at anything.
I really do think I could design a better main character that still sticks to, like, the Tim Burton-esque aesthetic and looks closer to some kind of Lovecrafty child in 10 minutes.
This is the one case where I wanted Tim Burton to come in and save this movie. Like, this is the one instance of a film where it would be better with Tim Burton directing.
For some reason, my brain started imagining this as a rejected PlayStation 2 platformer. Like, at some point, it was going to be a very mediocre $20 video game, and then they were just like, ah, let's just make it a movie instead.
The second...
That level of effort.
The second you said that, I was, like, immediately taken back to ye olden day of, like, PS2 level graphics, and I was like, holy shit, she's right.
Oh, yeah.
It hurt me.
It's the no lighting that really sells it. The no lighting drove me insane.
I don't think they could afford lighting. Like, this whole movie feels like a play blast.
Yeah.
I wonder if they knew how to render.
They had one very sad render monkey.
No, they probably didn't even have any of that.
Oh, man.
A studio of this with like 20 people that don't know animation? No, just fucking, they probably went into Blender and play blasted this shit. Like, that's why there's no fucking lighting. Because you didn't actually render. Man. You just did the play blast and slapped them the fuck together.
Oh, God. Why would you
say that?
It's probably true, and it hurts my insides to think about.
I feel like every time we see one of these movies, it just kind of motivates me to, like, not... What's the word I'm looking for?
Succeed?
Not succeed. I'm already doing that.
Have dignity?
No, that's... I can't manage that anymore.
Bathtub toaster? Question mark, question mark, question mark, profit?
Question mark, profit? No, I wanna like, if... I basically want to infiltrate these studios and see what the fuck is going on. I guess.
You want to unshackle the people that are...
No, I don't want to unshackle them. No, that's too much. I am not here for the liberation. I am here only for the investigation. They can free themselves. They're Canadian, though, so they've probably got... They've got healthcare. It doesn't matter if they're fucking shackled to desks.
You would unshackle them and they'd say, well, it's not polite to leave, eh? We gotta finish the movie.
Yeah, you guys gotta finish your work there, eh? It would be rude to just leave Howard Lovecraft four unfinished there.
There are three of these.
I'm implying that by the time I get there and infiltrate, there will be more.
We hadn't tackled the concept of the fact that there are two more of these movies yet. And I just need the listeners to know that there are three of these.
Yes, there are, in fact, three Howard Lovecraft movies based on the comic that this studio published.
Do you think that they were like, we already have the models for Howard and Cthulhu? There's no point in not making the other two movies.
No, I think that they did it so cheaply that they were just like, we are gods, and just kept going.
Hey, can you tell me when you thought the Blue Goblin said pussy? Because
when he when he rocks up to we first meet not Astrid. Allid? DJ Agri? Khaled?
Yes, DJ Khaled.
So we first meet DJ Khaled, and I swear to God, I was not paying attention. I felt the PS2 energy, looked down to type that I felt the PS2 energy, and I swear this blue fucking goblin was just like, pussy! And I was like, what? I was ready to just throw myself off my balcony.
Okay. That's fair. Immediately after, or before, probably, Howard makes a studio joke, and I wanted to yeet myself into the sun.
What? So I didn't understand that.
Susu Studio is a Phil Collins song. He was trying to pronounce Cthulhu's name, and that was their idea of a joke, because Howard says Susu Studio.
It's because they're Canadian, eh?
I will throw this microphone just as far as I can huck it.
Phil Collins wasn't Canadian, was he? He's English.
Howard hasn't instantly gone mad despite being in Ryleth, but I have. So, accompanied by Spot, which is what we're calling Cthulhu now, he's a fucking big winged demon with a squid face.
Oh, it's super clearly Cthulhu, though. Yeah, like, we cannot emphasize this enough. It is Cthulhu.
No, the movie tries to play it like you didn't know the whole time. And I was like, I thought maybe you guys just didn't know how to design other Lovecraft monsters. So I'm glad you at least know how to do that, I guess.
Yeah, it was bad.
So Howard and Spot meet local children named names that never come up again. These four children give Howard the education needed to begin his journey in the kingdom of Ryla. They tell him exactly two things that don't actively come up. He sleeps and has a nightmare that tells him where to go. This is 25 minutes of this goddamn movie.
Oh, I'm glad you timed it because I was out of it. I was not there.
Watching it in chunks helped me realize that there's a solid 40 minutes of this movie that doesn't need to exist. All of the plot happens in a 7-minute span, and then it's over.
Yeah, we have to address this. These stupid fucking children are voiced by the director's fucking kids, and they're terrible. First of all, this man has like 18 million children, so I can only assume that they are like a knockoff Christian studio.
Oh, yeah. And their voice acting is so bad. I didn't think they were actual children when I was just watching the movie and didn't know that. I just hated them because they're pointless characters.
Oh, I hate children, so.
They're just comic relief, and one of the children has a role that is solely exposition.
That's the main child, right? Oh, there's also a mute child.
Oh, that child doesn't talk?
No.
I didn't even notice. They were there sometimes, and I was like, did they just, like, forget to animate this kid into half the scenes? Whatever, I don't care.
No, he speaks at the end, and they kind of, like, make a huge deal out of it. He's like, I'll never forget you, Howard, or whatever.
The basic gist of this entire scene is, Howard, you're gonna go fucking nuts if you stay here. Cthulhu's gonna fuck your shit up. Get out of our house. We're not gonna be in the movie anymore.
Except they were.
I didn't know that. They left for 80% of this film.
They did. It was great. The second they left, I was like, this movie has vastly improved.
Yeah, this scene where he's just eating dinner with these weird green children is utter garbage.
This whole movie is utter garbage.
It's true, but this one was particularly painful. Also, once they leave, Howard and Spot play in the snow for another 10 minutes.
Yeah, this part was especially heinous. Oh, my favorite part, though.
Please.
Spot / Cthulhu walking on the snow was hilarious because somebody was like, how can we make this look like...
Her favorite part was nothing.
Yeah, they were like, how can we make this look like they're in the snow, like actually in the snow? And the solution was to just sink the model into the fucking environment. That was it. I definitely, the more I think about it, I feel like they just had people like do a crash course in animation and produce this movie because there are no effects at all, are there? There's like no particles, there's no light rays, there's no rendering, there's nothing.
Oh my God, you're right. There's no effects and there's literally no incidental sound. This is baby's first movie.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Alrighty. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. This movie was fucking painful, especially these 10 minutes where Spot and Howard are playing in the snow. It feels like they thought of this concept and then decided to write a bunch of fucking graphic novels around it. Like, let's rip off Calvin and Hobbes, but with Lovecraft and Cthulhu. Ha ha ha. Now let us make something about it.
I did not know that there were comics. Like, I didn't know this was based off of anything. And then when I discovered it was, I was like, I hope the source material is better. I actually haven't looked up the source material.
Me either.
Howard Lovecraft comic images. Is this correct? Oh my God. Spoilers, the source material looks better. No, I just want to see the cover. Thank you. I mean, the source material isn't great, but it's definitely better. Anyway, Howard and Spot get to the frozen castle where they meet Algrid. It's like I'm fucking Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way trying to pronounce Hagrid, and it's like Hargrid. Oh, fucking yeet me into the sun. Howard and Spot get to the frozen castle. They meet Algid Bunk, the Earl working under King... Oh, no. They said this name, like, a couple times. Alsred? Alzard? Do you know?
Alzard?
Alzard sounds correct.
What
King
the fuck?
King Alzard. Guided by Algid. Jid? Algid?
Yeah.
Fuck Algid? This movie. Fuck Lovecraft. Fuck his racist, xenophobic ass. We had to sit through this movie. Howard and Spot must uncover the dark secrets of Ryla in order for Howard to get back home to his family, along with unfreezing the kingdom. I was actively yawning during this part of the movie. It was boring as hell.
The Frozen Kingdom. This part of the film is also distinctly unclear until Algrid tells Howard directly what to do, even though it's all a lie. I still didn't know what was happening, and I didn't know most of the characters' names, and there's only 14 characters. It was all just pointless.
There's definitely more than 14 characters, though.
Most of them don't talk. The action scenes in this show that no one knew how to animate anything but standing around and talking.
Yeah, it was bad. How you say le terrible?
Le terrible. Algrid doesn't le walk. Shit. She just slides.
Hell yeah. She skater mats around, motherfucker.
Her skirt bustles a little bit to imply that maybe there's something underneath, but she just slides.
I didn't notice that at all.
it was only in a shot where they showed her from behind. Her skirt moved. And I was like, oh, I guess that they're trying to say that there's some shit under that dress. Good job for thinking about it.
Yeah, somebody cared about this character and only this character.
She's over-designed in comparison to literally every other character, including Howard fucking Lovecraft.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And, like, you would expect your movie about a magic child that he would be the most designed. No. Why would you bother?
This
also, this movie has a fucking After Effects done 2D section that's like a garbage motion comic. It's so bad.
Yeah, you very clearly had at least one After Effects license. Throw some fucking effects in this movie, goddammit.
You clearly had someone who could draw a passable 2D background. Why didn't you just make a fucking 2D movie?
No, that's too expensive. You need actual artists for that. Oh, I'm not implying that 3D animation isn't an art. I'm just implying that you need people who can draw. Nobody fucking, the 10 people who listen to this, nobody fucking get mad.
You want to take a detour into a really shitty news story that you brought up while we were watching this?
Oh, God. I just want to make sure that these VFX artists got paid. So remember, we can cut this. Clearly, there's no fucking point of talking about. We'll come back to this. I have the article up, and I'll skim it after we finish talking about Howard Lovecraft. Howard has to cross a barrier and will assuredly die when he gets there. Algid has more or less lied to him in order to get him to sacrifice himself. Howard is being tormented by the Deep One for releasing all of the evil ones that his father was previously set up to do, I guess. This is not really explained.
He had the key. It didn't make any sense.
They reveal that Spot is fucking Cthulhu. Yeah, duh, no shit. Everybody realized it's Cthulhu. It's a very, 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 very distinct design. Spot sacrifices himself to save Howard. The bad guy explodes when he looks at the Elder Sign coin, which is not a paper star. And Spot explains on their way home that Algid is evil. And then Cthulhu explains a little bit about the coin that I wasn't paying attention to. And then Algid reads an incantation that wakes up the evil side of Cthulhu.
Yes. I looked away for like 20 seconds and all the plot happened.
This movie has more walking than all of the Hobbit movies and the Lord of the Rings movies combined, honestly.
It's true. Most of this movie is just Howard sitting on Cthulhu's back as they walk through the snow.
Oh. This is my favorite bit. There is no punctuation here. No, there's a lot of exclamation points and question marks, but basically there's no punctuation here and everything is all caps on my note. Yo, what the fucking fuck is this thing? This nightmare fucking moon creature that looks like the snowman from Imaginarium. Jesus fuck, if you took that snowman and crossed it with the moon from Majora's Mask, you get this fucking thing. Oh, it's like the fucking, it's like those creepy dust ball nightmare creatures from Toys in the Attic.
Yeah,
or a Langolier. It's very much like a Langolier. Throwback to that.
I was too busy being confused by the fact that a coin came out of Howard's pocket and then the thing exploded. And I was like, what? What just happened? Okay.
Yeah. It was resolved in a hot fucking second. And then I immediately typed, maybe I'll go buy some houseplants today after we record.
You know, buying plants sounds like a good plan. Also, Algrid turns into a tentacle lady?
Does?
Yeah, all of her hair turns into tentacles and she gets, like, fucking markings on her skin. You didn't see that?
No, she just got, like, tiger stripes.
Yeah, but also her hair turned into tentacles.
I did not notice at all. I was too busy looking at the models that they just had merge up through the floor.
This is a movie that we watched.
As I said earlier, they just didn't. I don't think they knew how to make a movie. Was this their first movie?
Probably.
Hold on. You keep going. I'll look it up.
Algrid gloats. as Algrid is gloating about winning for the forces of evil, the kids from minute 30 of the movie show back up to save Howard because they were literally the only other characters in this trash pile. Somehow they have a book that contains the incantation to make Cthulhu good and are also combat trained. Howard gains skills from the book needed to defeat the evils unleashed by Algrid. She slithers away, attempting to set up the sequels to this movie that somehow exist. Howard goes home, supposedly with the power to return to Ryleth. That's it. He's like really excited to go back because apparently he decided that those weird green kids were his family now.
I have bad news. This bad was news. Not their first movie.
Was it their second movie?
Yes.
Okay.
They have a movie. They made two movies in 2018. The Steam Engines of Oz and The Legend of Halloween, which is a portmanteau of Halloween and Hawaiian.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to be wrong.
Ooh, a 7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Ooh, it looks just as bad. They haven't gotten any better.
The kids coming back into the movie was painful. I was so ready for it to be done because I was like, okay, the bad guy exploded, I guess. Like, we're good to go. And then nope.
This movie.
And then another action scene.
This movie definitely should have been 45 minutes long, but it was like a year and a half of my life.
Yes. And then at the end, Howard's like hugging and crying with all the other characters, and it felt so unearned.
Yeah, it was so gross. Nobody did anything in this movie.
Nobody did anything.
It was so
boring.
My
final note was just, what in the Sam Hill was this? Why does it exist?
Oh my god, Algrid was like, she had the line, this isn't even my final form. And this movie just kept going. Like, I thought it was doing the fucking Lord of the Rings fake endings.
Yes, it was.
And I was like, you're not good enough to have 7 fucking endings. But I bet you didn't stick around for the pre-credit sequence of skiing and then the post-credit sequence of Cthulhu and Howard in a room, and then Cthulhu punches the camera and it cuts to black because that's edgy.
I did not, in fact, stick around for any of that. I'm not convinced it exists. As far as my reality goes, this movie ended when it ended and is also now on fire.
Hardcore fans of Howard Lovecraft will appreciate the minutiae, but writer-director Sean Patrick O'Reilly, the director of Pixies, crams way too much mythology into 83 minutes. Simple scenes like Howard and Spot playing in the snow linger too long, while complex references are glossed over in passing. Yet all of that will go over most young viewers' heads, leaving them with an enjoyable tale. You're a fucking liar! This is a review from Broke Horror Fan, written by Alex DiVincenzo.
That's the most generous review of this movie.
Yes, but you want to know what's even more generous? The 5-star Amazon reviews.
Lego!
All right, so instead of watching this movie for a good half hour, I decided to browse Amazon because I needed some things. And then I thought, I'm going to find this movie. I wonder if it exists. That's how I find out you can buy a physical copy of this goddamn nightmare. And I noticed that it had 5-star reviews. Here is a brief selection of the 5-star Amazon reviews. Okay, so the animation isn't Pixar, but this is an independent film based on a graphic novel, and in and of itself, not bad. As a diehard fan of Lovecraft, I had to get it. A great way to introduce kids to his writing if they're into spooky stuff, like I was as a kid. Overall, a cute film. Clearly, this person has never seen another movie.
No, this is their first film.
My favorite review.
Pixar.
My favorite review of all of them. As described, fast shipping. 5 stars.
People do that all the time, where they like review the fact that the product existed and made it to their house. And I'm like, that doesn't matter.
Honestly, it kind of gets the point across, though. Like, yep, the product is exactly what you said it was, and it got to me in 2 days. Yeah, I've got one more. It's a kid's movie based on Lovecraft's writing. People calling this the worst animated film ever are just being dramatic and whining for the sake of whining. It's a cute movie and there are some funny Easter eggs from major science fiction and comic book movies if you pay attention. My son and I both enjoyed it, so I gave it 5 stars just to offset the 1-star bandits. Honestly, I would give it 4 stars, but the 1-star ratings are just from people expecting too much or just like to write reviews thrashing the work they could never do. I'm a big fan of H.P. Lovecraft's stories, and I love it when they actually make a good film adaptation. I can't watch From Beyond with my son, but I can watch these movies. I'm hoping they make more than just 2 films to spite the complainers. Kill yourself.
So did that person work on the movie?
No, this isn't like Izzy's Way Home, where they actually, like, the artists and director of the film went to fucking Cartoon Brew to argue that their movie was not terrible.
No one was proud of working on this. If I may, I would like to read the selection of 1-star reviews for our lovely listeners.
I want to read the last one, though.
Of course.
Okay.
So
it was my favorite.
I don't know who this film would appeal to, T-O-O. Certainly not to children. It's not charming, imaginative, nor humorous. The animation looked like it came from the 1990s. The only thing worse than the animation and acting in this would be the story itself. Horrible, pointless, and not even silly Lovecraftian entertainment. What a waste. In and of itself, the film is not terrible. It feels like an attempt to capitalize on other films, Paranorman and Disney's Frozen, while attempting to make creative new use of material by early 1900s author H.P. Lovecraft. Its biggest drawback is the misuse of the licensed content, Cthulhu and the Lovecraft mythos. The movie simply is not true to Lovecraft's work, and this may turn off viewers who approach the film expecting Lovecraftian elements. Unfortunately, the Lovecraftian touches seem to be pasted on as a hasty afterthought. Respect to this person who wrote a coherent review of this movie that wasn't just angry and incoherently screaming into the void about how bad this was.
Question. Is this actually licensed content? I thought it was public domain. Is Lovecraft not public domain?
I think it depends. Anything before 1932 right now is public domain.
Is Lovecraft public domain 2019? Copyright status of works by H.P. Lovecraft. There is controversy over the copyright status of many of the fiction works of American horror author H.P. Lovecraft. Fuck! Oh, no. All works published before 1923 are public domain in the U.S. However, there is some disagreement over who exactly owns or owned the copyrights and whether the copyrights for the majority of Lovecraft's work published post-1923 included the prominent pieces such as Call of Cthulhu and At the Mountains have now expired. So... Oh, no. All works of Lovecraft published during his lifetime became public domain in all 27 European Union countries on the 1st of January 2008. What is happening?
I don't know. At any rate, please read us the last review of this film.
Oh my God.
Send us home.
Take me home. Well, there's actually 2 to go. So, second to last, the penultimate review. Just plain horrible. Animation amateur hour. Damn, that's what we should have called our podcast.
If only.
Fuck. Is it too late? It's too late. And the last.
It's way too late.
The review we will end on. Watch literally anything else.
You've heard it here first, folks. Watch literally anything else. This has been Animated Opinions, but before you go, make sure to check out our sponsor this week. Swish a website designed to give you the cheapest and poorly manufacturedest of goods that you want at prices that seem impressively low until you recognize the fact that you're going to pay for 2 weeks worth of shipping in order to get it to your stupid house for it to be a petrol-smelling piece of garbage.
All right.
Are you excited to have cheap things? Go to Swish.
You had one job. And it was to basically have this episode sponsored by the old ones.
I already said we gave away our soul to the old ones. No, I don't need to fucking give them a free ad.
You gotta be like, this episode was brought to you by the elder gods. Do you need more dark beings in your life? Consider worshiping the elder gods.